When I drive with Uber, I can rent a Tesla from Hertz, so I don't have to worry about the wear and tear on my car. It's nicer for my riders and for me.
Uber, earn like a boss.
Sign up to earn today at uber.com/boss.
This episode is brought to you by the 2024 Honda CR-V Hybrid. Honda knows that to discover the oasis, you have to brave the desert. That's why the 2024 CR-V Hybrid is built to conquer mountains, take in a view, and go everywhere in between. It's the compact SUV as determined as you are. Rise to the challenge with the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. Learn more at crvhybrid.honda.com.
Today's show is brought to you by the new movie Me Too Beep Boop. What happens when an actor that was Me Too'd pretends to be a movie-making AI robot to get back into showbiz? Find out on Christmas Day when Me Too Beep Boop comes out. Check it out. Let's start the show. Welcome to Meet My Friends of Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, in which we go through each and every episode of Friends one at a time. Each episode of this show is an episode of Friends, and it is time for another one. So let's go, you and I, together, we will go and meet my friends and your friends, the Friends, shall we? Still 10 seconds. Hey, welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling, the host of Meet My Friends, the Friends, and we have a great episode for you today. Today we are talking about Season 3, Episode 18, the one with the hypnosis tape. Now, this one was written by Seth Kurland and directed by Robbie Benson, actor Robbie Benson, and it was... it aired on March 13th, 1997. Now, the plot of this one is... Hey, do you mind...
Sorry.
I can just hear... You're breathing into the... I should pot your mic.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay. I'm potting your mic down.
A good engineer would do that.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't have an engineer anymore because I had two and now I have zero,
okay.
Which is... Fair. We will get into whatever that is. Rachel gives Chandler a hypnosis tape to help him quit smoking. However, the tape was designed for women, and it works all too well. Is that really how you drink? I've never heard. Phoebe's brother Frank announces he's getting married to his home ec teacher, who is much older. Phoebe tries to break up their relationship and enlists the help of Ross and Joey.
This feels like...
Oh, let me pod your mic. Hold on.
This feels like something that happened in season one.
Yeah, well, it happened in season three, so okay. It didn't. I should say this
breaking
is
ground.
Engineer. You know, hey, I didn't write Friends, okay? And maybe when you...
Was this Alexa Young?
Well, maybe when you do a second episode of your podcast.
Hey.
Let's see how you do when you're 75 deep on yours.
Hey, it's coming up. There's a lot of pre-production
Sure.
that goes into a show. I mean, we don't just... we don't crap out content.
Mm-hmm.
We build something.
You certainly don't.
Yeah.
This is Jason, who is the first engineer, former engineer of this Friends podcast until
right.
he was... bounced from the show.
Was I bounced? Because I thought I just left for greener pastures. Because if mm-hmm. I remember mm-hmm. correctly, mm-hmm. You wanted me to stay on mm-hmm. as soon as I got the news that Don
Tell
Strong
me more
was
about
bringing...
these greener. I don't. I,
yeah.
Usually, when you think of greener pastures, they usually don't involve somebody getting shocked if they make a mistake. What kind of pasture is that where you
well,
get electrocuted for
it's
slipping
a pasture
up?
Where we are working toward. Quality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Don Strong.
Monica gets asked out by a customer at the diner who turns out to be a millionaire. They go out for pizza in Italy.
You know, I'm not mad at Pat.
Because mm-hmm. Pat was on the show.
Right.
Pat, the other engineer who, for people who don't have the context on that,
right.
Jason was the first engineer of the show.
Yeah.
Never watched an episode of Friends during the run. Watched them when they were on, maybe. When, don't
in the
remember,
90s.
In the 90s.
Yeah. No point to watching them
sure,
today.
As opposed to Quantum Leap, which aired when now? When was that on?
That started in 1989.
Oh, it was in the 80s.
And went to 93.
Sure.
Kind of laid the groundwork of premium quality TV for, you know, Friends to take the baton and move on on NBC.
Sure. Great. Jason was the engineer.
Yep.
Had zero interest in the show. I found out he was bad mouthing me to people at the UCB theater,
which I apologized for.
Mm-hmm. Only after you were caught doing it. Jason moved on from the show. It's I feel there was a bit of a shoving out. He thinks he sees it as a leaving.
Mm-hmm.
It's neither here nor there. Pat came in as the engineer. Jason did nothing but cause trouble with that, and the two of them split for Los Angeles, where Jason now does a Quantum Leap podcast, or I guess
Don Strong presents Taking the Leap with Jason Gore.
Sure. He's done the pilot episode of the podcast.
Right.
What are you waiting for the seasons to change to start to do the second episode?
No, our researchers are working hard, and Don just wants it to be right, and I want it to be right. That's
great. Well,
but I kind of feel like I need some airtime on this thing based on, you know, like I said, I'm not angry at Pat.
Because
Pat is my partner in podcasting right now.
Pat came in last week on what he claimed he was coming in to retrieve some microphones that were yours that were left at the studio.
Yeah, I needed him to get those.
He all but admitted that you did send him on a spying mission to see how I was doing with the thing.
No.
You've hacked my computer more than once and removed files from it and reinstated them when I agreed to do advertising for your...
Really?
Yes. Oh, really? Yeah.
That happened?
Oh, yeah, you don't remember that?
I do not remember that at all.
Well, you might want to
get some
you
graciously
ginkgo biloba or whatever that is.
Ginkgo biloba.
I don't need it. I don't know what
oil?
It is. I don't know what it is. Okay. I don't need it. My mind's like a steel trap.
All right.
You're slipping.
Uh-huh.
Figure something out with that, pal.
Well.
So, look. Friends is why I'm here.
Okay.
I don't know why you're here.
I'm here because my name was dragged through the mud.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
My podcast name was dragged through the mud. Oh. He was not sent here to spy on. And what is there to
He said he was.
He said he was.
Yes.
Then he was just telling you what you needed to hear.
Sure. Oh, yeah, because that's how...
theory that's going on in your mind that I'm constantly out after everything that this show has, which I'm not. Why would I? I'm on a tower right
because
now.
Because you're broken and petty, and your thing started failing right out of the box?
No. We're great.
Don Strong, just for people who didn't listen to the Quantum Leap thing, and I don't blame you because it's not good.
Well, that's your opinion.
For people who don't listen to it,
mm-hmm.
it's... Don Strong is this high-powered podcast producer. You know those high-powered podcasts. So he, no joke, literally gives Jason an electrical shock when he flubs a word.
I messed up.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Now streaming.
He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Who does that?
Vacation Friends 2, rated R. Now streaming only on Hulu.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order, and they ship samples to you fast and free.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation. Plus, right now is their biggest sale ever.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com's Labor Day sale now and get up to 50% off, plus doorbusters. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I want to be the best. I want to be the best podcaster.
Well,
and I'm going to be the best podcaster, and Don Strong will mold me.
Great.
Everything's fine. There was nothing wrong with it.
So this episode is a weird one. The Chandler stuff with him becoming hypnotized to become more like a woman is odd and stupid, and he has a very hard time pulling it off without it seeming moronic. The conversely, the stuff with Phoebe's brother is nice and sweet in a very strange way. And the Monica stuff with Jon Favreau is okay. And that's a storyline that runs through the show for a stretch. And it has now arrived. So I should say, advertising-wise, let me just say that today's show is sponsored by Me Too Beep Boop, the new movie starring Kevin Spacey. Meet Jack Campbell, a successful movie star that gets Me Too'd. Next thing you know, he's out on the street, unable to make payments on his mansion. Looks like curtains until Jack's high-tech friend Eddie comes up with an idea that's just crazy enough to work. What if Jack pretended to be a high-tech AI robot that could star in movies for special effects and acting purposes? The robot's name is Beep Boop and becomes an in-demand movie star, but nobody knows that it's secretly Jack Campbell inside the costume. How will it end? Will Beep Boop win the first Oscar ever for a robot, or will Jack's secret spill out before he can claim Oscar gold? Go see Me Too Beep Boop and find out. It opens wide on Christmas Day. Me Too Beep Boop. You'll whip out your wallet or whichever money-holding means you utilize to buy a ticket to this film. On a personal note, I won't see that movie.
You know, we don't have ads. Uh-huh. We didn't have an ad for the first one.
Well, maybe someday you will.
Well, it's because we've got the money to publish something good.
That's how that works. That's always how that works.
Yeah.
We're doing
really
not
good.
Not having ads is always just the sign of success.
Well, Don says we will grow towards ads.
Sure. Okay.
I believe him. I mean,
yeah. Grow. So what are you, campaigning? It sounds like you're doing a stump speech.
I'm just saying that.
Friends first.
Friends first.
It's low here. Again, I wish I had an engineer. That would not have happened. I had two. I have none now. Friends first.
Friends first.
Your voice, by the way, on that.
Still sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Oh, no. When it comes to your work, you're good
at
that stuff. You're good at producing other people's shows. Uh-huh. When you're in the captain's chair,
right?
Not so hot,
really.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
No, I heard
that's
it.
Not what I. That's not
well,
what I heard.
It's what I did hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you might not have been able to hear it over the zapping sound when you.
That's not going to happen again. It can't.
This is the first appearance of Alice Knight, played by Deborah Jo Rupp, which we all know from later at That 70s Show. She's playing Phoebe's brother Frank's love interest, and it's the first appearance of Pete Becker, who's the character that Jon Favreau is playing on the show. So that's nice, and also a second first. It's the first time on the show Gunther smokes. That's a fun factoid. They're fun friends fact.
Time for another fun friends fact.
Yeah, oh, you can do that live. I don't mind. Again. As an engineer,
right,
you're top notch.
Okay. But as a host, I'm also top notch.
Deborah Jo Rupp appeared in...
See, that would have been a shock for you.
Well,
right there.
It sure would have.
Yeah, it should have been a shock.
I don't work with a psychopath.
I don't either.
Deborah Jo Rupp appeared in All My Children, the series Gunther claimed to have appeared in as Bryce. Deborah also co-starred with Lisa Kudrow in the 1997 film Clock Watchers. And the line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
You know, those sound so good. It's almost like they were remastered a little bit before they were put back on your hard drive. Would someone have taken the time to do that?
A very ill person would have done something.
It wasn't
like
me
that.
Because I didn't hack your machine or do that.
I would say someone who was praying for attention to realize they were in trouble might do that.
I'm not in trouble. I know Pat said that. I'm perfectly fine. I mean, strong cast, man.
Your partner in podcasting said
My partner in podcasting said that.
Mm-hmm.
PIP.
Yeah.
He's my pip.
Well, your pip is saying you are in deep trouble.
Would I be in deep trouble with a company that just launched or is getting ready to launch a new podcast from Dean Cain? Called I'm Dean Cain, and guess what? I played Superman. And that's all the podcast is.
You're right. You're right. I take back everything.
Thank you. See?
Yeah, I'm being sarcastic. Oh. That's a Dean Cain podcast.
It's all he does. He goes around and tells people, and he reminds them that he played Superman.
Sure.
And everyone's like, oh, my God, yeah, I remember that. And that's it's a 10-minute episode.
Yeah. He played the Superman that you generally saw 95% of the time as Clark Kent, and once in a while you'd watch him, he'd change. Never fought anybody.
It was still good, and it still ran a bunch. And
yeah, everybody was concerned about Superman's love life was the most interesting part of a show. The line of the episode, Rachel says, I think you should definitely go out with this guy. And Monica says, nah, he doesn't do anything for me. Rachel, Monica, last Saturday night, what happened on Walker, Texas Ranger? And Monica says, well, Walker was looking for this big busload of kids. All right, I get your point. Rank the episode. This one is good, but not great. The Chandler stuff sucks, and the other stuff is good. It balances out to a 7 out of 10 friends. Rank the friends. Phoebe, Rachel, Monica, Joey, Ross, Chandler. That's where we're at with that. And any final words for your you feel you've been dragged through the mud?
Yes. I don't feel like this has been fair to me. Because, Tom, I mean, think about it. I was a huge part of this show. I mean, Saving Grace, right? Remember that?
I do remember. That was a review.
AV Club. Right. Those were good times. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry that I've just grown to a position in the podcasting community. Mm-hmm. That kind of outshines you. And I didn't mean for that to happen. And I didn't mean for you to feel bad. And I didn't, you know.
I don't feel bad.
I'm humble.
There's room for everybody.
Yeah.
There's not room for someone hacking my computer.
Never said I did
that. Anytime anything goes wrong, they lash out by taking files off of my hard drive.
That's ridiculous. I would never do that. That's that's almost like a cry for help, which is something I don't need to be crying. Because I don't need help.
So thanks everybody for listening to Meet My Friends, the Friends. We'll be back with another episode where we will break down another episode of Friends, and I appreciate everyone for listening. Thanks to Josh Cantor for the music, and we will be back soon. Thanks, everybody. What are you looking at?
Josh does my music, too.
Yeah, no, Do you know that? I'm not happy about that either. Well, that's between me and Josh. I have to. Thanks for reminding me.